Ted Smith, cheater.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ted Smith and Steve Mix.
No context.
You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted Smith, the cheater.
Oh, man.
By the way, this intro is so aggressive, and I forgot we kept doing the... So I was talking to my cousin. He goes, man, your MegaCast is really wrestling heavy. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, your picture is you two dressed as wrestlers. I go, yeah, oh, yeah, I forgot that.
That's a solid point.
And he goes, the beginning was just you two grunting for like 2 minutes.
Forgot we even did that.
I know.
Well, welcome back, man. We've been off for a couple weeks. One time it was Ted's fault. The other time it was my fault.
Oh, yeah, it has been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was looking at the calendar and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. We haven't done one in a while. And for all we know, people aren't even going to hear this one because we're having all these stupid tech issues here at Entercom Seattle,
yep,
where nothing is going on iTunes or Stitcher or the new thing, radio.com. The app doesn't have all of our stuff. So all we get all day is, what happened to the podcast? Did you do a MegaCast? Did you do a MixCast? Did you do a this cast? Did you do a daily podcast? Yes, we keep doing all these things. They're at castw.com, but we don't know why they're not anywhere else.
Oh, that is brutal.
Oh, and the thing is, I know it's coming off on a very aggressive tone already. F this place. No, I'm kidding. The problem is, you got all these tech people, and they're like, we're working on it. We think we found the problem. I'm like, that's great. How about we just forward all the damn emails we get and all the text messages and all the social media messages so you guys have to field these? Because you keep telling us you're working on it, and then we're the ones that have to be the front line of defense and explain to people, we're working on it. We're working on it. How long does it take for you to work on it? We don't know. We're just stupid knuckleheads that talk on the radio. The people that know how to do things clearly don't.
Yeah, it's like the dude down at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make that double cheeseburger $2 now, right? Yeah. Now, he's the face of it.
Right.
He's got to hear the complaints, right?
Exactly.
People are used to that dollar cheeseburger, double cheeseburger.
And why isn't the two cheeseburgers not on the value menu?
See, right? That poor guy, right? We're that guy.
Yeah.
We're just the face of it.
Dude, I experienced that.
Somebody came up to me at Red Festival and was like, where's the mugs and this and that?
I don't know.
Right? And I told somebody, goes, I was like, yeah, like, you guys make decisions. I got to go out there and deal with them.
Right? I just got to a point where anytime anyone complains about something, I just agree with them. They're like, where's the mugs? I don't know, man. Everybody I work with, they're idiots. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So much easier. That happened to me. I went to Burger King, and I really do like those new the pretzel crusted chicken fries. Have you tried those?
I have not, because I don't have a car, man. So you're into delicacies that I'm not.
So true. There's not a Burger King striking distance in downtown Seattle.
There's not. You got to go to like Ballard or Soto, right?
Yeah, I think Soto might have one. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, look at like at Christmas, right? We were in a car and we stopped at Jack in the Box and Chick-fil-A.
In one night.
Right.
Yeah.
So just saying, like, right, tell me about them, Steve, because pretzel crusted chicken fry already sounds good to me.
It's so good. And then you get the sweet and sour sauce, you just dip them. So after a wrestling practice one night, I worked up a great sweat. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I feel like I'm doing good with my fitness. I'm getting myself some of those chicken fries, and if they twist my arm enough, I'll get the combo meal with the French fries.
Yeah.
We'll play it by ear. So I pull up. It's like 9:30 at night. I'm like, I would like those pretzel-crusted chicken fries, please. And the lady on the other end goes, okay, sir, but you're going to have to wait a little bit for them. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is fast food. And she says... I didn't say that. I wasn't a dick about it.
But like, damn,
no.
Steve!
I was like, oh. She's like, yeah, we just make those. So I said, well, what about the chicken tenders? She's like, well, you'll have to wait for those too. So then I said, well, what do I not have to wait for? She's like, sir, it's late in the game, and well, we just we make things by order at this point. Okay. I have no reference. Like, if she would have just said, sure thing, sir, and I pull up, I pay, and she's like, it's going to be a couple more minutes, I would have had no problem with that. But you've given me the power of decision. And now I'm like, no, I don't want to wait. I want fast food. So the first thing I thought of, I'm like, well, just give me a vanilla milkshake.
Tell me she hit you with the milkshake machine down.
Oh, I would have driven my damn Jeep right through the damn door.
I've got to say, I respect that she told you up front, like, look, sir, anything you order is going to take a while.
I wish she didn't.
See, I think I would have been more pissed if I got up to the window, paid, and then they were like, pull over.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
When they go, hey, move up ahead a little bit. Why? Well, the French fries are going to take a while. The hell? Yeah, and you know what? It wasn't chicken fries, but it was freaking awesome.
So you just went milkshake?
Yeah, I just got a medium-sized milkshake.
I'm surprised you didn't just pull the power like dad move and be like, I'm going to McDonald's.
Oh, there wasn't a McDonald's nearby. And the Jack in the Box was just too far. I was like, because when I'm on my way home, you get on 167, you take that first exit right by where IKEA is, and yeah, it's a straight shot right to that Burger King. I mean, this is, we're talking maybe 2 minutes off the freeway. It's in and out. Boom, boom. You straight shot off, you turn back on, you're right back on the freeway with your chicken fries and your glove and your cup holder, and you're just enjoying life. Well, now I've got this milkshake, which, of course, it's way too thick for the straw. So now I'm just scooping it with the straw and feeding myself, but I'm doing it as I'm driving, so it's just falling on my shirt. By the time I got off, it just looked like I was a porn star. My shirt just looked like I just, you know,
yeah,
took a lot of white substances all over it. It was awesome. Not that part.
I get the feeling. Even when I'm just walking home, like, there's like two corner stores, right? But one, there's one that I'm like, all right, if I go to this one, I'm committing to it now because I'm not walking back. Right. I'm not backtracking 2 blocks.
No.
I'm walking home, not doing it. I'm not, just not going to do it.
They better have what I want.
I do that sometimes too, man. Like, I've been trying to be much better about working out.
Yeah.
So, like, what was it? Like, last Thursday or Friday morning, I had a real intense workout with a trainer, right? So it's like, you're feeling great, this and that. And what did I do? I walked right to a corner store and bought a 32-ounce Gatorade and just, like, crushed it. Like, I'm pretty sure I put all the sugar and calories right back in. I was like, God damn it. It tasted so good.
That's the worst part about working out, is that when you really have a great workout, even if, like, at the gym or hockey or whatever, when I really burn those calories, all I want is a giant meal,
right?
So, like, after hockey, I'll burn, like, a ridiculous amount of calories in an hour, up and down, just soaked. And I know for sure, we've done, like, those fitness watches, and it's, like, 700 to 1,000 calories for all everyone that's ever done it, right?
Right.
I just instantly go to Carl's Jr. and get that big Carl. And sometimes I'll even just say, fine, just give me the large size. On that note, why don't we do some push-ups?
People could see the look on your face when you just kind of shook your head and went, fine, I'll take the large size.
You know.
Like, his head is instinctively not a no, but yet he still kind of went up and down like, fine, I'll take it.
And you know what the
it's
thing
like
is?
It's like a dog, like, putting his head on you.
And it's not even like they say, would you like the large size? They go, small, medium, or large, sir. And I respond with, fine, I'll take the large size, since that's the last thing you said.
I don't think I'll reach a Burger King, like, if they twist my arm, I'll get the combo. You mean, if they say, sir, do you want to make it a combo?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, I do. I really do. Oh, and then I even thought, this just shows how freaking sad I am, Ted. I get the milkshake, and they're like, sir, would you like the whipped cream? And on top, I go, no, I don't need that.
Don't go overboard, dude.
Come on, man. I'm counting calories, and I got to stop at 980. I don't know how much more that damn whipped cream is, but I'm being safe and health conscious. Speaking of which, maybe we should do our push-ups.
Yeah.
All right, let's get 10. I have no idea what the song is. I loaded it 2 weeks ago, and I don't even remember now.
What's it called?
I don't even know. It just says push-ups. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It is the summer of techno.
Is this just our official push-up song?
Time to do the robot dance? Into push-ups. It's time to get the blood racing, the heart pumping, and the brain functioning. Get 10, Mega Family.
Oh, yeah. One.
Breaking
Here we
it
go.
Down.
Breaking it down. You feel like your push-ups are getting easier now that you're doing more fitness stuff?
Yes. 100%.
That's awesome. You look good, man.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, dude.
After you just got that 10, like, all of a sudden things just kind of got activated. Activate Ted Smith.
Hopefully you're dancing in the car.
Or at least bobbing your head. And you know what? If you're going to a fast food place today, get the large size.
Get the combo.
You earned it.
Woo! This is a banger. It is kind of a banger.
Yeah, I like this.
I don't know what this says about DJs.
Tech Talks.
I know, right?
Starring B-Tech Smith.
Steve, it's funny you brought up if you go to fast food. And trust me, folks, I spent 45 minutes on a treadmill. That's a lie. 40 minutes this morning on a treadmill.
Uh-huh.
With the high grade, dripping sweat. Nice. And I thought about that TED Talk. By the way, I'm a weirdo. I don't use headphones. I'm that guy that just walks with the treadmill for 40 minutes.
Well, that answers my question.
Just looks at a TV. So I'm going.
I was going to say, what do you watch? Do you listen to music? Do you watch a show?
It was like CNN or something.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm too scared to ask Osiris if I could change the channel.
Oh, at some point, you'll get comfortable with that.
Maybe.
I'm the guy that just turns the volume down on all the TVs wherever I am. I probably piss people off. I'm like, oh, I hear this. I got my tunes going.
So I'm in there dripping sweat, and I'm thinking, what is a TED Talk going to be this weekend? And I'm going through, you know, crazy stuff going on in the world, this and that. And I've come up with one solution. Again, kind of like your fast food comment. This weekend, take it off. Nice. I don't care what you're doing. If somebody tries to goat you into a conversation about politics, you just say, sir, not this weekend, taking a weekend off. You know what I mean? Like, just, I want you to relax and have some fun. If you got to work this weekend, maybe a popcorn stand in downtown Hyannis. Sorry, Smith family, you're going to have to hustle hard. Smith family popcorn open in Cape Cod.
Oh, are they going to send us some to try?
Yes. Yes. Dan.
Large sized.
So I mean, they got to work. But seriously, folks, just take it. And you know, everybody's got things they're dealing with, right? And and you'll have problems and this and that. And you're right to have, you know, anger or upset or whatever. These are real emotions. But don't let them control everything you do.
Yeah.
And specifically this weekend. And it could be hard. Maybe you're going through something. I have a buddy dealing with a parent dying. So it could be anything real tough. But if you get a chance, just, you know, carve out 6 hours, 12 hours, or, you know, carve out the whole weekend. Just have some fun.
I like that, man. Yeah. I think especially a lot of us have, it's been a weird few weeks, which is
June
people
has
passing.
Been rough.
And I'm not even talking about, it's weird. Like, I remember having a conversation once with somebody, and it was around the time when, like, Chris Cornell was passing. I was like, oh, it's a bummer. And my buddy was just like, man, I don't even, I have people close to me that just died. Like, Cornell dying doesn't do anything to me. You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't like he was trying to be rude about it. He's like, I'm not trying to be heartless. And the same kind of happened for me with, like, Vinnie Paul and I forget who else, but just recently passed away. And it was like, oh, Bourdain. And they're like, you're bummed. I'm like, honestly, man, someone a lot closer to home passed. And it just really, like, you know, our former rock girl, Christina Marie. And it's just like, that was just heartbreaking because I was just like, oh, man, I was trying to find a picture of her and I remember one of my favorite rock girl pictures ever was me sitting right in front of her, and she just looks disgusted looking down at me like, what the hell is this mutant sitting right in front of me? But it was just like, you caught the camera at the wrong time. And for the longest time, I was afraid. I thought she genuinely was disgusted by me. And then I finally have a conversation where we just, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I just took this one picture and just assumed that you hated me because it just caught her at a weird moment looking down. And then, you know, I mean, I wasn't able to invite her to her wedding and just known her. And I just got a message inviting her to a memorial, but it was from her. And it was weird. Like, that was like, that even kind of kicked me in the gut. Because
from the Facebook?
It was from her Facebook account inviting me to something. And it was just like that moment. I had to happen to one of my fraternity brothers when he died. His wife handled everything through his Facebook. So when I got a message from him, it was just like, you know what I mean? It's just weird, man.
Yeah.
So, like, when all these celebrity stuff is going on, it's heartbreaking to hear, but it was just like, I can't even wrap my head around that because people close to me are dealing with a lot of pain.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's been a weird month.
It has.
Yeah,
in multiple ways.
Yes. Yes. Not just with people passing. It's just been a weird vibe. So, you know, we got July coming, man, right around the corner.
Yeah, we do.
So let's turn things around.
And people might have some time off coming up. Maybe you don't. Like, I'm just saying, like, this weekend, man, if you get a chance, just have some fun.
Have a good time. We'll be, like, it's funny, we're back for 1 week, and we won't be back next week, I would imagine, because it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yes.
Can we have my also annual conversation I have about July 4th?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to do it when we come back?
Sure.
And we'll also have our favorite game that we did last year that we're bringing back again. Sex toy or firework.
Nice.
When the Megacast returns.
Look, some need to rest on the seventh day. Ted and Steve need to rest every 15 or so minutes. The Megacast will be back.
Not long ago, we at IHOP announced that we were changing our name to IHOB, which left everyone asking, what does the B stand for? Well, we're happy to say we can finally tell you. You are going to love the new International House of Boobs.
This is how we do it.
That's right. Welcome to the International House of Boobs. Because what's better than a piping hot stack of pancakes? A piping hot stack of pancakes brought to your booth by a piping hot topless server, that's what. Yes, the compote will be flying when you tie into a small stack under a large rack. Not into boobs? No problem. Try our Rudy Tooty Juicy Booty. IHOP, the International House of Boobs. Oh, sure, we could have tried to come up with some new menu item to save this place, but then you wouldn't get boobs. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy, and covered in stripper glitter.
Oh, snap. Get the glow sticks out. Ted and Steve are ready to give back rubs. The Megacast is back.
That's true. I was talking with somebody last night. They go, I'm not a big hugger. And I went, I'm going to officially uninvite you to our camp at Meltdown then.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can't be a part of it.
Yeah. I was like, we're real huggy.
I came up with a great concept. Talking with some of our Meltdown peeps over at our Red Festival.
Oh, nice.
Had a quick conversation with them.
Josh and Lance showed up.
Josh. I saw Josh and Lance. So Tyler, of course, and Matt. And we were all talking, and it just started as a joke, but I'm like, we should make tank tops that say, trusted hugger.
Trusted hugger.
You can trust us. We will give you a good hug. We're not trying to cop a feel. We're trusted huggers. I don't know if we'll do it, but at the time, it sounded like a great idea.
I still just like Sidecar Tommy. Yeah, and we'll just charge one hug. Ah, you're on the beach, dude. You're shirtless. Maybe not the hugs on the beach are weird. Like, you know what, Tommy? That was a great call. Smart call.
Hey, when we were the last break, you were talking about being at the gym. You don't have any headphones on, but you're afraid to touch the remote control. And you said because of Cyrus?
Osiris.
What is that?
So the gym.
Is that the name of the gym?
No, the gym is just called. What's it? I forget what it's called. It just has one little sign that says gym. And it's in a basement of a restaurant. And it's just, this dude's like a bodybuilder competition guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's just super intense. And the gym is like there's no BS, right? And he's straight up like, if you're not committed to this, like, I don't.
Get the F out.
I mean, he didn't say get the F out. But basically, like, you know, like, I'm not going to mess with you. Like, I
ain't got time for you.
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
So
I like his approach.
So there's only three treadmills and like three ellipticals. There's a heavy bag in the corner. I mean, it's a bare bones.
There's just a bunch of weights.
Yeah, a bunch of weights and this and that. But people go in there to work out, and I've never seen more than like 13 or 15 people in there.
Okay.
But
and you're probably going during a pretty peak time.
Yeah, if I go after work at like 6:37,
right,
and that's like the crowded time.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have never seen a remote. He's an intense dude. So I'm just like, you know, like this morning there was World Cup on. Like he was training. So, and it's just the three of us in the gym. And I was like, I'm just going to stand here and sweat and read the subtitles on this headline news. I'm afraid to ask the man. Because like when he's training.
This is what Cyrus wants to watch, Ted. If you don't like it, find a new gym.
Yeah. And he's like, I like making my own music mixes. I was like, well, Cyrus, man, I ain't gonna ask. And then I even told him, I was saying on my last podcast, and the podcast comes out tomorrow, but I was like, I told him straight up to his face, like, just so you know, I talk about it on the podcast a little bit. Just want you to hear it from me first.
Oh, just in case if he catches wind. Ted, I hear you've been talking about me on your podcast.
And he's a nice dude. He's just an intense individual.
Right, right. That is hilarious.
Yeah, which is good
for
me. What
kind of music is he playing?
Dude, you know what?
Is it like...
It's a lot of rap songs from like the era I like. Like late 90s, 2000s. But man, there's some weird switches. Like it'll go from like I was literally doing burpees. And I haven't done burpees in forever.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right? So I mean, I am sucking wind, dripping sweat. And we stop and I'm... I was like, Osiris, was that Biggie and AC/DC? Nice. So there is some weird mixes. Sorry, I don't want to be that guy to start working out. Won't shut up about it.
No, it's fine, man. It's exciting, man. Yeah, it's fun. I said, you look great.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I forgot like lifting. You know,
I wish
helps makes a huge difference.
Yeah, Dude, so in my gym, obviously, I do the one downstairs.
Yeah.
And it's there's not really a lot of weights. It's just mostly dumbbells. So I'm starting to rethink maybe I need to go somewhere. Because I kind of want to get to the point where I could actually like do some like, you know, bench presses and some maybe squats and just, you
deadlifts.
Know, deadlifts, things like that. And do them properly and not try and like try and make it work with a couple dumbbells or try and do this and try and do that. Like, I just want to get to that point to get stronger. But like sometimes like, I like using that one machine that's got like the pulleys. And you can set the weights. It's like the best option. It's
yeah.
the closest thing you get to having like free weights, really.
Right.
But there's this one guy always when I'm there, he uses it to stretch on because it has a pull-up bar. So I'm like, okay, he's gonna do a cycle of some pull-ups. No, he just hangs from it. And that's how he stretches his arms like a little kid.
For how long?
Like 30 seconds. But, you know, like you're trying to work like a, you have a rhythm going.
Yeah.
So like you bounce from this thing to this thing. So I'm like, okay, now I'm doing my triceps. Now I'm going to do my biceps. Now I'm going to do my back. And so I got this thing going. And he just finds the right time for when I want to work on my biceps that he decides that he's going to hang from it like a 5-year-old. And I'm watching him like, I don't even think that's stretching anything, man.
You're just
I don't
even
know what you're doing. And then he's done doing that. And he plays on his phone for 20 minutes. And then he does it again. I'm like, is that your workout?
That wouldn't,
that wouldn't
like
fly. Yeah. Cyrus wouldn't like that.
No.
I need to channel my inner Cyrus.
Yeah. Osiris.
Osiris. Irish boy, huh?
Yes. That's what I think when I look at him. He's an Irish dude.
I don't know.
He's about as Irish as Troy O'Leary was when he played for the Red Sox. And hopefully you get that joke.
All right, because for a second I was picturing like Sheamus from the WWE.
No, I said he looks kind of looks a little bit like his build and the earrings like Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
When you said the Irish thing, I changed perceptions.
Right, I told him that too. I go, yeah, I said he kind of looks a little bit. And he goes, the Arby's guy? And I was like, damn, it's so serious. I cannot read this dude's teeth.
I find Jamocha shakes delicious, Ted. I heard you talking about me on the Megacast now.
The guy's got a great voice.
Yeah.
You should call just to listen to the message. You're like, wow.
What if he answers?
That would be awkward.
Can you hang up and I'm going to call again? I just want to hear your voice on the voicemail. I'm thinking about coming to your gym. So your name's Cyrus, right? I hear you like AC/DC and Biggie.
Oh, God. This is getting creepy.
It is. All right. What's your 4th of July message, Ted?
All right. So, Steve, what is the national holiday for 4th of July? What day do you get off?
July 4th.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you do on July 4th? You wait around all day mm-hmm. till nighttime.
Right.
When it's dark.
Right.
To watch fireworks.
Right.
Why do we not get off the 5th instead of the 4th?
Preach on, Brother Ted.
Right? We take children out late at night, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And watch fireworks. And if you live in the Seattle area, I got news for you. Fireworks don't start to damn near 10 o'clock at night.
Right, because it doesn't get dark till close to 10.
Right. But yet, like, I'm just like, why not? You know what I mean? You could work a normal day and still make it in time for fireworks. Or a half day.
I'd have no problem working July 4th and be promised July 5th off.
Right.
Because not only do you wait up at night to set up fireworks and then you're up until like 11... And then if you live in Puyallup, where everybody has a fireworks stand and decides to set off a war zone right by your house, sometimes you don't even get to bed until 1 in the morning because the damn dog is barking. Not that that's me. I'm just saying from one of my friends.
Yeah, yeah. I bet.
But throughout the day, what do? You barbecue. You drink. You play cornhole. You do other things. You
yeah.
party all damn day, and then you cap it off with the fireworks.
We do this on New Year's.
Yep.
Right? You get New Year's Day off.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
To be more respectful to the people who get wasted and want to look at fireworks.
Hell yeah.
July 5th should be the national holiday.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Right.
Every I mean, I've been banging this drum since I was like 19 working at the AFL. Like, why don't we have off the 5th?
And think about let's go back to our ancestors when Independence Day. What do you think they did when they declared independence?
You think they went to work on the 5th?
No.
No.
They took that day off.
They were drinking warm beer.
They just made America free.
Yeah.
They're not working tomorrow.
They're not working the next day.
No.
Come on.
Give me a break.
It's like winning a national title. What, are you going to go to class the next day? Hell no.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I didn't realize you agreed with me.
I 100% agree with you.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That would have been a hot take if I'm like, no, Ted, people should have to work on the 5th. People didn't die for this country so that you could take July 5th off because you're hungover and your ears are ringing from fireworks, Ted. I bet Cyrus will be there on the 5th. Hey, Ted, I heard you talking about me. I wasn't working on the 5th.
Actually, he is. It's closed on the 4th, but he's there on the 5th.
Time to play firework or right. sex toy, and then we'll wrap things up real all quick. Right. Make a quick game. I don't know how many. We'll do best of 7.
All right.
You versus nobody.
Me. All right, yeah.
All right, Ted. This is our fun game we play every year, right around the 4th of July.
God, I love this song.
I know. This is how we started this song, a year ago.
It is, right?
Yep. So I'm going to name something, and you have to tell me if you think it's a firework or if you think it's a sex toy.
All right.
All right. Starting things off. Bada bing, bada boom. Firework or sex toy.
Man, I forgot how tough this is. But bada bing, bada boom, made famous from Sopranos. That was a strip club, yes. Right? The Bada Bing?
Bada Bing, yes.
But this is Bada Boom.
I have a man mission. I want to go to all the strip clubs, although not all of them exist anymore, of all the clubs that are talked about on Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls.
I'm in.
Right?
I'm going to say
we
that
have
it's...
to go to Paris, though.
All right.
All right. Yeah. I'm sure my wife will have no problem with that.
Oui, chef.
Oui, oui.
I'll say firework.
You said firework, Ted. You are correct.
Nice!
All right.
One right.
Ted's got the lead. 1-0.
Yes, suck it.
Nobody. One of these days, we'll bring somebody in to play these games. All right. Next up, firework or sex toy? The screaming octopus.
Oh, screaming octopus is clearly a sex toy.
Bam. Ted is up 2-0. 2 more and you win the championship like the Washington Capitals.
I was wearing a Caps championship shirt yesterday. Saw a guy in a jersey last night. And I was like, go Caps. And he was like, oh, hell yeah.
That's awesome. All right, next up, Ted. The pop your top. Firework or sex toy?
The pop your top. I feel like it's a firework.
Ted? The series is now at 2-1.
Ooh.
You just lost that one.
I was not confident in that one.
I could tell.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, maybe you could get a 3-1 series lead with this one. Do you think a golden shower is a firework or a sex toy?
That is a firework, Steve.
Ted, you are correct.
Yes!
One more. Hold on. The pressure's on. It's tough to close a series. Typically, the Capitals have choked year after year after year. Will Ted be the Capitals of yesteryear, or will he be the Capitals of today? Ted! Do you believe that girl's best friend is a firework or a sex toy?
I mean, it's her best friend. That's got to be a sex toy, Steve.
It's got to be, Ted, but it's not. The series is now at 3-2.
Damn.
Will Ted win, or will the nobodies win?
Game six.
I gotta
put this away.
Man, we're now on their ice. This is tough. Will you win it on home ice, or will you win it right now on your opponent's ice? Ted, do you think the Wonderland Mystical Mushroom is a firework or a sex toy? Oh, Ted looks stressed. If anyone can see, I gotta take a picture of Ted. Hold on, this is a great shot. This will be... All right.
Steve, for the win of the series, that mushroom is a sex toy.
Ted? Gary Bettman, get the Stanley Cup. D. Ted Smith is your winner.
Yes! C-A-P-S, Caps, Caps, Caps!
Ted, congratulations!
It's a different year, Steve.
It's the year of the Caps, and it's the year of the Ted Smith, as he is now. You're a Stanley Cup champion of firework or sex toy, and he's now hoisting the cup. You should put a lid on that.
I was just about to say.
Here we go. I gotta take a picture of that now. All right. Congratulations, Ted.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Shout out to Commissioner Fettman for coming by.
Boo! I always love that. I love that the Vegas fans booed Bettman. He was responsible for bringing you a team.
Yeah.
He's done nothing to screw your organization over.
And like David Stern.
Yeah.
I get why he always got booed, but like Silver's actually not a bad commissioner for the NBA. Why are they still booing that dude?
It's cheap mentality, man. Like, I get
like
why people
Goodell,
hate Goodell.
I get why everybody hates that dude.
Right. But Bettman? Like, if we get an NHL franchise, I mean, I'm okay with giving that guy a back rub.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
You know, for some reason, I saw a whole bunch of stuff about Marty Brodeur last night.
Because he just got inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, there you go. I was like, it's almost like it was seeped in my head. Like, wait a minute, I was thinking about Steve last night and Marty Brodeur.
Dude, it's pretty cool, actually, right now, because it's a good time to be a Devils fan for accolades. He was just got inducted into Stanley Cup Hall of Fame, and Taylor Hall won the MVP of the NHL.
Nice.
Yeah, which is the first time a Devils ever won it.
No kidding.
Which pisses off every Edmonton Oilers fan because they traded straight up him for Adam Larson, who though I think is a good defenseman, but he's never winning an MVP for the Edmonton Oilers.
No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, so you that was pretty awesome.
You know the name I thought you would respect the other day? I saw who was finally got a picture with the cup for the Caps. Peter Bondra.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
It's so cool, man. It's a good thing. That's why I even love, like, for, like, old-time Seahawks when they finally got to see, like, Walt Jones, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool for them. Even though they didn't win the cup, their franchise finally won a championship.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
or like
awesome.
When what's his name? Ray Bourque went to Colorado and finally won. You were happy for him.
And they beat the Devils.
Oh, my bad.
No. Dude, at the time, I hated it, but I even just recently watched it again on the NHL Network, that final game. Now I'm far removed from that. I've experienced 3 Stanley Cup championships with the Devils. Granted, they already won some before that game, but I rewatched that, and I was like, oh, why am I doing this? And then when that moment they hand the cup over to Ray Bourque, I got teary-eyed.
It's awesome.
It's truly one of the greatest moments in sports. And the only way it would have been better is if he did it with the Boston Bruins, but it was still incredible to see him finally get the ultimate prize. A hockey guy, I think, unlike a lot of other athletes, that the trophy means more than money.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
It does. Yeah, trust me, dude. When the Caps were skating around with that cup, I mean, I almost cried. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? And
I cried when TJ Oshie was being interviewed and he talked about his pops with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I cried
like a
little girl.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just funny, too. Like, that's what I always said to Seahawks fans before they finally won one. Like, you could say whatever you want about pro sports, but I'm sorry. Like when your town wins a title, like it brings people together. It's a fun time. The DC's full of Caps fans now. Not that they all were, right? Or not that even
jump on
I was
the bandwagon,
biggest, right? Like they won, have fun. I mean, hell, I cried at the Seahawks parade. I did not grow up a Seahawks fan.
Yeah,
the power of it was just unbelievable.
Just the camaraderie. Also, us getting to know players. Something about it was pretty damn special.
Oh, hey man, is our other buddy leaving?
Who's our other buddy now?
Well, we lost Luke.
Yeah.
They drafted a punter.
Oh, I know. That legit bummed me out. And I understand why. John Ryan's towards the end of his career. And apparently this punter is like super punter.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It just bums me out.
Oh, I know. You see, even like Kelowna, I saw her on Twitter after that. And I was just like, oh, man. Like, that's our people right there.
You don't want to lose them.
No. And I like John's mentality, though. He's like, I'm going to make them all look stupid for drafting that guy.
Nice.
Which is like a great attitude. Like, I love the competition spirit. But, man, that's going to be a tough go.
Yeah.
I mean, if all things are equal, I think they're going to lean towards the young guy.
I mean, if you draft a punter, he's your punter.
Yeah. He has to really... I mean, he basically has to have sex with John Schneider's wife to screw this up.
That's what I was going to say. You just don't draft punters.
Oh, you don't trade up to draft a punter.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
On that note, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Remember, have fun this weekend, folks.
Have fun. Whatever you have planned, don't do it if it means that's something that's not fun and awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a large size and go with the combo meal.
Yeah, do what's fun for you.
Right.
Maybe throw a little vodka in that watermelon.
I think you should. Throw the whole bottle.
Right? We gotta do that again soon. Fruit drunk.
All right.
Yeah.
When should we do that?
I don't know, but I'll bring a rum ham too.
Do we bring it to a meltdown?
No.
Okay.
Because we'll forget about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll just have all this mushy fruit and vodka.
And then we still gotta figure out July. We wanna do Portland, man.
Yeah.
They got the big Defy show.
What day is that?
July 20th at the Hawthorne Theater.
I'm out.
Not going to be able to do it?
Well, we got Cage Sport on the 21st.
Oh, we can get back in time.
Yeah, we'll talk.
All right. Yeah, because I can't spend all weekend there. One night. I can get my wife to be okay with one night. I got too many weekend getaways going on. She'll be like, do you still love me, right? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
I'm large sizing this love. That doesn't sound right. All right. Let's get 10, Ted.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast.
Yay! I don't know.
Yay, 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 yay. Where's that from?
Kind of sounds somewhere between Ice Cube.
Yes, right? It is. Yay, yay.
In the club.
All right, well.
We out.
What's going on? Deuces.
Biatch.
Okay.